Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Nick and E in the morning.
You know why they yawning,
yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God, where about that?
We loosen the full face.
Lethoric.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah. Give me. That's right, baby. We are back. It is Motivational Monday, and we are ready to go today. What's going on with you, E? What's up, bro?
What's happening, man? I'm all good. It's Motivational Monday, one of my favorite days of the week. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yes, sir. It's Motivational Monday, and it is the start of our back-to-school series, okay, people? It's time for y'all to get back in class. Time for y'all to get your mind right. Time for y'all to get this knowledge, get these straight A's, get whatever it is that you need to get. It's time for you to get it, okay? It's time, and we're excited to help you get there, to give you some motivation, to give you some knowledge, some encouragement, whatever we can get, okay? We're excited about it. And this morning, it's Motivational Monday, and we're hitting you with a high-quality quote. We won't hit you with the J. Cole quote that I used school year this morning for the show, but we will hit you with it on the show. And the quote is, to the college kids with no scholarships starting your semesters, okay? You're unpacking your suitcases. You're filling up your dresses. You got to enjoy it while you got it. Because after that, it's God bless you, because life is your professor. No, that is going to test you. And that's the great words of my man J. Cole. But that's not the quote of the day. But we gave you that already on the show, and I figured we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it every school series, but we might as well give it to you every school series because it's that quality. And it's a
That's
life
right.
quote, you know, it's a life quote. But listen, let me get out the way here. Bro, you got anything you want to add this morning before we get right into these quotes?
No, man, it's back to school series, and I'm ready to rock and roll. We got a great back to school series coming up, and I'm looking forward to it. This is our first back to school Motivational Monday. So, hey, see what we get.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, you guys know how the show goes. We have a quote. We dissect that quote, and it determines the direction of the show. And we use that quote to hit y'all with high-quality motivation, okay? And then we use our segments, and we hit y'all with those after our motivation, and then we get it right on out here, out your way, so you can go ahead and attack your day. So let us bore you anymore. E, Motivational Monday starts right now. Hit them with it.
I waited a long time on the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Please, don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it. That's the quote of the day. That is a quote by Peter Dinklage. It's the quote of the day. Peter Dinklage said these words. He said, I waited a long time on the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Please, don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it. The first sentence in that quote is very, very deep. I'm going to begin with the last bit of the quote. The first part is very, very deep. Maybe I'll come back to it, but I feel like I won't have time. Anyway, I'm in the entertainment industry, and many of you know about the word credits. A lot of different things come to people's head when they think of credits. a lot of people think of credits as what scrolls after you finish the movie, you know, when you get up and leave and let the credits watch you leave instead of watching the credits roll. You let the credits watch you roll. Credits, when you're in the entertainment industry, when you're in the comedy industry or the acting industry, credits have a different meaning. When you know that you can out-act anybody, and when you know that you can outperform anybody, the word credits just become a burden, especially when you're just starting out and you're just trying to get work and you're just trying to get some wind under your wings and just trying to get some fuel to go. Because you know what credits are? Credits are something that tell the industry that you know what you're doing. How much credits do you have? Why should we believe in you? You know, where have you been? What have you done? Why should we give you this role instead of this instead of the next guy? Show me your credits. But I tell you what, you know, there comes a point in our life or in our career, and for those not in the entertainment industry, there comes a point in your walk when you have to decide to be the credits that you don't have. You have to decide that you're just as good, if not better, than all of the credits that you have yet to be blessed with, or that you have yet to be endowed with. Because after all, somebody has to roll the dice on you. Somebody has to take the chance on you. Somebody has to believe where there aren't any credits. And until then, there's only one person that you have to believe in you, and that's yourself. How many people do you need to believe in you? Because people who have credits, they're going to get auditions, they're going to get the roles, they're going to get people to jump on the bandwagon, but nobody's going to want to jump on your bandwagon. Now, nobody's to say you can't outperform that person with those credits, or that you aren't just as prepared, you know, mentally and experience-wise, but you haven't shown it yet. Now, it's funny, you know, because we always think we're the best at what we do, despite how many credits we have, or despite our mileage in the industry. But without the credits, you can't show anybody. Like, how do I show you I'm as good as the next person if you won't give me a shot? And I think about Jimmy Kimmel's interview with Kev. You know, I bring up Kevin Hart on every show because there's no one whose work ethic I admire more, and there's no one whose mentality towards success, from a getting it done standpoint, I suppose, that I try to model myself after more. And I always just think about the one question that Jimmy Kimmel asked Kev when he asked him, you know, what happened for you? Like, what was it that did it? You know, like, you know, you're the man right now. You know, you're doing these movies, you're doing these TV shows, you're writing, you got scripts coming out, you got books on the way. I mean, nobody's doing as much as you. Nobody's doing it at the level you're doing it. You know, how did you blow up? When did it first happen? Like, how did everything first start to fall in line for you? And Kev just looked at him and said, you know what? People finally caught on, Jimmy. And it was funny, and it sounded like a joke, and everybody laughed. But the truth is, that's when it clicks. That's when everything starts to happen for you. People finally catch on. There's nothing there that isn't there before you have credits. But people finally catch on. People finally catch on, and they don't catch on because you're telling them how good you are. No, they catch on because you're showing them how good you are. Despite how much you've proven yourself, despite how many people do not believe in you, you have to say that you're going to show it. You're going to show them. You're going to put your money where your mouth is, high stakes every time. Because it's all or nothing every time. When you've got no credits, it's all or nothing every time. Every time you put yourself out there, I've got to do this to prove myself to the world. I've got to prove myself better than each credit that I don't have. I have to be the best resume when I'm performing, when I'm doing what I do best. My man Tim Grover, trainer of Michael Jordan and trainer of Kobe Bryant, he simply said that, you know, the people who always talk about how good they are never can never really prove it. But the people who prove it, the people who win, they don't talk. What he's saying is basically is that talkers don't win and winners don't talk. You want to get credits? You want to prove yourself? You want to be the best on paper, just like you know that you're the best off paper? Stop talking. People don't need to hear how good you are. Go out there, put it on the line, day in and day out. You don't need other people to know until they see it, because what you got is so good that they're going to need to see it to believe it anyway. So don't talk about it. Be about it. My man J. Cole said in the new song Black Friday, he said, if you really believe it, you don't have to talk about it, because you heard what happens when you talk about it. J. Cole said that when you talk about it, people start to doubt it, and then you start to doubt it too. Power when you talk about what you're going to do, what you're going to try, what you think you've got inside of you. No one needs to know. All they need to do is open their eyes, open their ears, and watch you work. So get it done. Nobody needs to believe in you because you believe in you. And just like my man Peter Dinklage said, show it and do it. Get it done. Let's go, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, he hit the nail on the head when he talked about how deep this first sentence is. And I was hoping that he would just go ahead and knock this sentence on out so I could take the rest, rest of the quote. But I'll start there, and I'll give my take on this part of the quote. The quote starts off and it says, "I waited a long time on the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Please don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it, do it." Listen, I think this quote, the beginning of it, it embodies what we've always talked about on this show, that the failure is inevitable, that it's going to happen. You know, whether you ask for permission or not, whether the world tells you you can fail, whether it tells you that you can't, you're going to fail in some form. It's inevitable. If you're not failing, you're not growing. They run hand in hand. But you see, the reason why he says don't even bother asking is because by you asking, to Eric's point, you're giving the enemy, or you're giving the world, you're giving someone power to decide the outcome of your life, or to influence the thinking towards the outcome of your life. Okay? If you disagree with what the world is telling you, what will you do? If the world says, no, you can't fail, no, we will not allow you to fail, will you live your life trying to live up to the world's circumstances or to the world's expectations? Because if you do that, you'll get lost. You'll be lost, and you'll feel lost. And then you'll ultimately fail miserably. And you won't even know why you're failing or what it is you're failing at, because you'll forget who you are. So you know, the beginning is saying forget them, just like our title says, forget the naysayers, forget the haters. Sometimes you even have to, this is heavy, forget the people that support you. And the reason why I say that is because the people that support you will be there when the lights are on, and they'll be there when you call them. But sometimes you can't call them. Sometimes you can't call them because they won't understand, because they don't know the entirety of what it is that you're putting in and what it is you're expecting. They can't fully understand the journey because they're not traveling it with you. They're there when you allow them to be, and they're there when you really, really need them to be. But there are times where you got to go through these, and those lonely experiences, those failing moments where you can't tell anybody or talk to anybody about it, those times, those are the times where you realize the magnitude of what it is that you're doing, trying to do, the magnitude at what you're failing at. The intricate moments, these extreme parts of the journey. When you go through those experiences alone, when you feel those experiences alone, that helps you to understand the importance of the next event, the next test, the next trial, the next obstacle. So when you fail and when you fall short at that moment again and again, you don't need anyone else's take. You don't need anyone else's permission. You need to talk about it because they don't know. Like they don't know how much you put on this moment. They don't know how important this competition was. They don't know how important this goal was. This. They don't know how important this next interview or this next job or whatever it is that you've got coming up next that you've put the house on, that you said, this is it. I'm doing it this time. They don't know how much that meant. And so by you asking them for your permission or for their permission, it gives them power to belittle what you are putting the world on. And they may not even mean it. They may not even know how important it is to you or why it's so important. And they'll give you the cliche, it's always next time and it's always next year. And you get that. You already know that. You don't need to hear that. The bottom line is that this was it. That's really the easy side of this thing. The easy side is the people who will be there no matter what. Like the easy side is, you know, we can refer to the people who will be in your corner, whether you fail, whether you blow up, whether, you know, you get sick, or whether you become a millionaire. That's the easy side of this thing. And I'm telling you that you can't even ask them sometimes. That's the easy side. The hard side is those that seem like they're supposed to be in your corner, the ones that act like they're going to be there. You know the ones I'm talking about. You got one of them in your circle. Or one of them that you're not so sure about that's in your circle, their intentions or whether or not they're for you or against you. Those are the ones that this is really hard for. Those are the ones that this quote, this is what's really targeted. This is what this quote's really targeting because it says show it and do it. And the reason why I say this is hard is because first you got to figure them out. And then secondly, you've got to balance what they know with what they don't know, so they don't know you figured them out, because you got to keep them close, because you know everything in their mind is to try to make you fail, and everything in their mind is to try to hold you back and make sure that you don't get to the success level that they know they can't get to. But you see, this quote, it does it best. It does it best because it says, show it and do it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I talked about given power. And I talked about letting the enemy or the naysayer or the hater know all the details, not let them know all the details. But you know what? What it really comes down to is showing up and getting it done. And I don't know what it is for you. I don't know what the life goal is. I don't know what the future may hold. I don't know what you decided you said you were going to do. But I got mine. I got mine. And in my mind, I'm not talking about it to everybody anymore. Like, there's a select number of people who I'm willing. It's really not multiple people, if I just be honest. It's really not multiple people. It's really one person. But there's very few that I'm willing to converse about with this whole thing. At the end of the day, I'm going to go and get it done, and that's it. And no one knows what the it is. You know, few people know what the it is, and that's because they don't need to know. You know, you gotta like Wale said, you gotta keep them on the need to know.
That's right.
you gotta keep them on the need to know what they need to know to help them support me and help them be there and help them, you know, continue to show the love and support that so many have shown. I'll give them that. I'll give that. They deserve that. Let me be clear I'm not talking about taking away people's opportunity to support you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking away people's opportunity to deter, to make you lose motivation, to influence you into another path or direction, destiny or goal. I'm taking away people's opportunity to misinterpret your feelings or your mindset towards them or what you're chasing. Like, you gotta take away distraction. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm also talking about taking away people's opportunity to define, and you gotta take away people's opportunity to define your failure.
That's big.
Because you see, they don't know the journey. They don't know the whole story. And you can get up there as an entertainer. You can get up there, you know, as a preacher. You can get up there as you know, in corporate America, you know, in makeup and nails and clothing, whatever you do. And it could be your moment. And everybody can think you killed it. But in your mind, you don't feel that way. And if you let people know that, see, they can say, oh, yeah. No, you're looking at this all wrong. You know, look what you were able to do. Look what happened. You know, look how this turned out. Let me tell you something, okay? Everybody's not going to be able to understand your journey. Everybody's not going to be able to understand the magnitude and what it is you're trying to do. They're not going to understand your timetable. They're going to think you're rushing. They're going to think you're moving too quick. They're going to think that what you're thinking is unrealistic. And once you get that, once somebody says that to you, you know that you think in the right way. Because what's the point of walking around here with realistic goals? What's the point of walking around here with the next step being, being easy? Growth happens when the next step is up. You know how it is? You know how hard it is to walk stairs all day long?
Wow.
You know how hard it is to walk up a hill your entire life? But every time you take another step, you're higher. Your view is better. You can look down and see where you came. So I say all that to say that the importance of this quote this morning is to forget them all. And when I say forget them all, I'm not talking about in the moment of, performance, in the moment of excitement and celebration. I'm talking about behind the scenes, when you're grinding and putting in the work, when you're putting importance on the next step, when you're putting importance on the next goal, when you're putting importance on what's coming up next. Forget them all, because it's between you and your goal. It's between you and this obstacle. It's between you and the next failure. And when all those things happen, when all that inevitable and when all those inevitable checkpoints come around, it should only be you and that. And you and that can have a conversation, and you can say to failure, or you can say to death, oh, death, where is thy stain? Or you know, you can say to failure, you know, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy victory? You know how Jesus talked to old sin, you know, where is thy stain? Oh, death, where is thy victory? You know, that's how you got to talk to failure, because you know it ain't the final destination. Let it hurt you. Let it eat you. Let it get right down into the guts of what you're trying to do, of your body, of your mind. Let it just get down in there, and just let it marinate in there. And then once it marinates, once it's marinated, that's when you get in the fire. Because once you see the thing about cooking meat, you got to marinate the meat first. And see, you're marinating it with all the salt. Now it's bitter. You're marinating it with all the seasoning. Now it's bitter. And you see, if you focus on the meat right then, it'll be disgusting. Raw, salt, it's not going to taste right. But you see, you got to take that marinated meat that has failed to taste like what it's supposed to taste like, and you got to take that meat and you got to put it in an oven, or you got to put it on the grill, and that meat's got to be burned. That meat's got to have some fire lit to it. You know, it's got to just sit there for a while. Some people smoke it. It's just got to be in some smoke. Can't see nothing. Can't do nothing. Just got to just burn. But when that meat come out that fire, all that salt, all that bitter salt, all that failure that's been going inside of it, it tastes so good. But without that bitter moment, without that salt going into the wounds of this meat, it wouldn't have been so good. It wouldn't have been ready. That's where you at right now. And that salt moment is between you and the salt. You can't let anybody else in this moment. They can't see the marination. Mm-mm. All they can see is the fire. And while you in the fire, in the stove, on the grill, cooking up, let them laugh, let them cheer you on, give you words of encouragement, let them decide. But when you come off, ain't going to be too many words they can say. They just going to be, you know when they say, you food so good, ain't nobody talking? Yeah. Ain't going to be doing too much talking. Only word they going to say, ooh. He good? How he get so funny? When he do that? What happened? I remember when he was. Or how did he get here? They don't know because they just showed up. But they ain't none of your business. Because they weren't there when the marinating was happening. They weren't there when you was on the grill. But they show up. Now they're going to pay. Now they're going to get this high quality steak. Listen, we got to get up out of here.
Yeah, we up against it. I think our grace period ends at 7. We got the 15-minute grace period, so we gotta get rolling.
Okay. Listen, we got our post pick or tweet of the week this morning. It's from an avid listener, Nadja Jacobs. Now Nadja Jacobs she's going to law school today, so she better tune into the show when I tag her in this, because she needs it more than anybody. 2L. But it's a quote. She posted this on Thursday. Now it's in lieu of one of the things that we love, one of the persons we love as well, J. Cole, and he says, "No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on." This is high quality. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Okay, this is in line with what we talked about today. Forget them all, people. It comes down to your image as well. You spending 30 minutes, 45 minutes in the mirror putting up makeup and trying to fix your hair perfectly and all that stuff right there. Don't worry about that. Let's go ahead on our side because you're already beautiful, skin deep, inside and out. But let's go on out there. Don't worry about all that, okay? Now, listen,